Hi, Stella speaking.
Hello.
Yes, hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to try to get some home help. This is the right
Sure.
number.
You want home care services for a family member?
For myself.
For yourself, got it. And do you have Medicaid?
I have Medicaid. I have a person that is willing to help me.
You want to sign up a family member?
Is a family member.
Got it. And did you ever get a like have the services or you want to sign up?
Have I ever got the services?
Yes. Ever had home care before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. So what we'll need to do is I'll just need to take down your information and we're going to call the state to let them know that you need services and they're going to do an assessment and come down to see if you can get approved for home care. Okay?
Okay, now, and I have to do what now?
So now we'll just need some basic information so we can put you in the system so we can start signing you up with the state.
Oh, okay. So
Okay,
I
once
got
you
my Medicaid. I got my card already.
got it, perfect. So that will be good. But let me take your name first, for first and last name.
Marvin Sewell.
How do I spell that?
Marvin Sewell.
Okay, let me take your Medicaid ID if you have that.
What is the what you saying now?
The DCN ID, your Medicaid ID.
Okay. Is an ID on my Medicaid
Yeah.
It's an ID on my Medicaid card.
Yeah, well,
Go get my purse.
you got that
Oh, okay.
And what's your date of
Hold
birth
on.
in the meantime until you get it? Let me take
Okay,
down your name.
January the 9th, 1954.
Got it. And what's your social?
513-58-6339.
6339. Got it. Let me see if I can get your Medicaid ID by myself. Okay, yeah, I've got it. Are you still at 6919 South Benton Avenue?
Yes.
Got it. But Marvin, I do see that your Medicaid is inactive. Are you aware?
I used it before.
Let me see why it's bad. Actually, it is active, but semi-inactive. I'm not sure what's going
Hold
on.
up for a
Let me.
minute. Let me find my card. Okay.
I actually
Where's
got
the
your
ID
Medicaid
number
ID.
at?
I got it actually. Marvin, I got it. I found it on Medicaid.
Okay.
So, but Marvin, I do see it shows active, inactive. Let me give you a phone number where you should call. Ask them why it shows inactive, and they're going to help you. Okay? They're going to help
Oh,
you
you
get it
said,
reactive.
because I used it at the pharmacy. I wonder what happened.
It's probably something is just wrong, so that's why I want you to call them. I'm giving you the number, call them, ask them what's going on and what you can do to reactivate it. I'll notify the specialist, Stella, I'll give her all your information. She's going to call you, most probably by tomorrow, to see what's going on. She's going to help you. Don't worry, okay?
Okay, so wait a
But
minute.
I want you, once she calls you, you should
Wait a
already
minute.
speak with them. So let me know once you're ready for the phone number.
Okay, hold on.
No
Okay,
problem.
what it is? What's the number?
So the phone number is 855 373
373.
4636.
Okay, so call
Okay,
that
give
number
them a
and ask them.
call. Ask them why it's inactive and what you should do. And then I'll have the specialist call you by tomorrow or in 2 days to check in and follow up and help you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.